Hey everyone, you're listening to another episode of Foolish. My name's Robin.
And I'm Lynn.
And so usually we start our episodes with a little catch-up. If you're following our newsletter, we kind of go over our whole entire April catch-up, so...
Yeah, I'd say like head there to read what we've been up to, because I feel like
a more detailed account anyway.
Yeah, we went pretty in-depth with, like, our thoughts in April. It was kind of a rough month for us. And then kind of things we've been up to combat that and try to stay occupied and something to do.
We've been brainwashed. We cannot be forced to be productive in this time. I think for me, no big changes, just... You know, cooking, walks with Lynn, yoga with Lynn, been hanging out with my boyfriend. Oh, I guess that's something that happened.
Yeah.
Haven't, seen anybody. I don't know, our friends on the West Coast, their regulations have been a lot less strict than in Toronto anyway. I think now they're allowed to be in groups of six or something like that, with it not just being people you live with, so.
And then, dentists are starting to open, doctors. What else did Stevie say? Massage therapist? Did I read that right? Kind of like services like that. I don't think hairstylists, but...
Yeah, I think they're kind of phasing it in. Yeah, nothing really has been happening here yet. I know there's kind of a plan too, but no industries that sort of affect us right now.
Well, I know on Monday, if you look at BlogTO, there is, you were saying some businesses did open, auto shops, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Places that don't, that sounds very selfish, but it doesn't really affect our day-to-day.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a sign that we're headed in the right direction. Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm. Remember you were saying, if you got asked to work next week, I'm not ready.
I know. Well, it's weird because I was talking to Marielle about this in our emails that she was saying that, she feels a little guilty almost to say that she's found a new normal in this, quote unquote routine. But it's true. I think that it's not really anything to feel guilty about because we're really just doing the best we can with the circumstances. So the fact that we do have a little regimented day is pretty, I think that's just the human condition, trying to just regulate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't really mention this in the newsletters because I felt it was getting kind of long, but one thing I have been listening to is this podcast that these two guys put out called How Long Gone. And then one of the hosts was saying that how he's doing quite well during this whole time because he's I'm kind of doing the things I would like to do anyways. Because I guess he's a freelancer who must work from home. And then he loves cooking. He used to be a DJ in LA, but he's not as social anymore. So he's it's funny how I'm talking to people more during this time. But then he also lives with his partner. So he's I have my partner. I enjoy cooking, exercising. The only thing he feels he's missing, because a guest asked him, what's the first thing you want to do after this is over? And he's I just want to go to my friend Dan's house and just sit on the couch and shoot the shit and do nothing. It's so he kind of has everything he needs. And it's kind of true. I kind of adjusted better even within this past week. It's only the first week of May. I find that it's without obligations of work or other things. It's nice just to have time to get your things done when you want. There's no pressures from anything at this point.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah. I think initially when we had all this time, it was almost... overwhelming because we didn't really know how we would fare and all that kind of stuff. But I think now that it's been almost a month and 3 weeks, over a month and a half, I think that we've sort of found our groove a little bit. So yeah, I kind of what's his name, Dan? I identify with.
Oh no, okay. So the host name is Jason Stewart. He wants to go to his friend Dan's house.
Oh, sorry. I picked up on one of the names.
Yeah.
But no, I kind of identify with that. There's some part of me that has, I don't know, a type of social anxiety maybe when it comes to thinking about socializing after this.
Yeah,
it's not really something
true.
I've talked about yet. But when I think about things, going back to normal or whatever, it does feel even that's going to be a big shift. It's almost I've become okay with my hermit status. I don't even really know what it's going to be like to all of a sudden, work in such a social environment, because that's also can be really draining too. So it's I don't know. It's going to be an interesting flow.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, I didn't mention that newsletter, but that podcast helps because it's just, like, nice listening to these people I follow online. And as we know, everyone's going through the same thing. No one's really, like, thriving. We're all just trying to adjust. And
what are some things that you've been doing? Maybe, like, books you're reading, things you're searching on the comp?
Oh, yeah, one thing I didn't actually go into detail in the newsletter, too, because it didn't really happen in April, but one thing that's lifted my mood is just, like, taking action, like, in terms of my life. I've been looking for, like, career. Like, I basically have no idea what I want to get into next. Like, right now I'm a server / barista, and, like, I moved to Toronto for publishing, but I'm not really set on that anymore because I know it's not very lucrative business. I think it might ruin, like, books for me, seeing, like, this sales side of it, and, like, it's really a business that does not make money. So, yeah, I'm just, like, taking little steps day by day. I'm not trying to, like, be like, oh, I'm going to find a new job once this is over. But I just want to, like, narrow down the scope of what I'm looking for. So just, like, little things, like, looking through my LinkedIn. I'm going to, like, start researching some Toronto companies. I might, like, go on some, like, websites that interview people and their jobs and, like, see if there's any jobs that stand out to me and, like, the path they took to get there. And yeah, just, like, day by day. Actually, quite a few people are kind of in that realm right now. I guess it comes with, like, our age and, like, especially with our generation, we're always, like, hopping around jobs and, like, because at first it would feel kind of daunting, like, I don't have, like, a job for my age, but actually there's, like, so many people, and especially with working in the service industry, you just meet everyone in the same boat.
Also, because the service industry is always somewhere that people come back to when they are in transition. So it's like they might have had, like, an office job for a few years, and then they decided, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And I feel like our generation, I forget what the stat is, but it's like we stay in a career for, like, 7 years or something like that. Like, it turns over obviously a lot more frequently than, like, our parents and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then even, like, looking through LinkedIn and seeing, like, what Vancouver people are up to and, like, old coworkers, it's like I'm not even envious of any of their job titles. Like, you see everyone has slowly already moved up and, like, doing well, which, like, good for them, but it's just like I guess the marketing industry doesn't really appeal to me anymore. That's kind of what I studied and was kind of in, I guess. Yeah, it's just hard finding what to do that will satisfy me.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because even when I think about when I moved to Toronto, I remember my parents and stuff, they were kind of wanting me to try to narrow down, like, what I was sort of moving for in a way, or, like, what job I would look for in Toronto once I moved here. But for me, like, a job wasn't really the purpose of the move. It was kind of like moving for life and then figure out everything after. But I think in my head, I was like, well, I'm going to find something in the music industry.
Yeah, like, that was, like, your go-to.
Yeah. And it was just, like, kind of something to say. Didn't really satisfy a lot of people because it's like, okay, it's pretty broad. And even now, like, I've kind of changed leaps and bounds even just from, like, we were both in that fashion marketing program. Like, you were talking about publishing 2 years ago. I was talking about music 2 years ago. And now, like, again, there's, like, this big shift. I don't know. I'm still, like, curious about the whole registered massage therapy thing, but there's a ton I need to look into before I can feel, like, confident about taking the next step.
Actually,
with that.
Someone in the fashion marketing program I saw on LinkedIn is our MT now.
Really?
We're studying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Got to update my network a little bit. Anyway, anything else for this little catch up?
No, that's kind of the major things. Like, I have watched some movies since I remember the year they came out, there were huge deals and a huge deal and they were both kind of circulated the awards circuit. So I saw, like, There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men, very men-centric films, but I mean they were good. And what else? That's it. Books, I haven't been reading too much. I'll probably do a newsletter on that, or we can I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Well, then I won't force you. I saw Drive the other night. I usually have a tendency just to, like, go to my comfort zone movies, meaning just, like, rewatching things that I know I'll like. it's my boyfriend's favorite film, or his second favorite film now, so he really wanted me to watch it, and it was very good, but yeah, some scenes were a lot. And then, what else was I gonna say? Oh, I'm just reading Call Me By Your Name, which just feels like I'm rewatching the movie.
Oh yeah, in my newsletter, like I said, I watched the other movies of that director. I would recommend his other films as well.
What are they again?
Well, he has like other ones that are a bit weird that I wouldn't watch, but the ones I did watch were I Am Love and A Bigger Splash, and like very beautiful.
And the director is Luca.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Guargiano. I don't know. I probably butchered that. But just like beautiful scenery. Oh my god! Just sorry. Just see it at on our wall. Beautiful scenery and great clothing, costume design, and Tilda Swinton. It's like the lead actress in both of them, and she's just like,
oh really?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know, her face and just the way she acts is like very captivating. So yeah.
Oh my god. Ew, I broke it in half. Okay.
Ew.
Sorry. I need.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's our little
catch up. So as always, we have our Wonder Woman of the week. This is Lynn's turn to present this month's.
So also for this month, like getting out of the funk, I wanted to look into some volunteering. Well, I did start it in April, but like a lot of it required driving. I'm still like looking for more. Like I might look into Big Brother, Big Sisters, because my sister husband does Big Brother, and instead of doing like one-on-one hangs, they Skype each other. So I gotta look into that. But while researching all of this, I came across like some local people raising funds and doing things during COVID that I found admirable. I'm just gonna read an article I found on Huffington Post. Elaine Lam, the founder of Butterfly, a sex work advocacy organization for migrants in Canada, and Ellie Adekur, a board member on a longstanding nonprofit Maggie Sex Worker Action Group. So they've teamed up together to create an like emergency fund for local sex workers struggling to support themselves and their families during the pandemic. So Adekur says efforts like this emergency fund are a form of community defense that recognize the pre-existing labor issues faced by workers. Sex workers have trouble accessing like other forms of work and government relief effort, just given like the criminalized nature of the industry. And migrant sex workers face the additional threat of imprisonment and deportation when making contact with any government agency or authority. So these two local women have formed this fund. I think they're just doing it through a website. And as of May 3rd, I saw on their Twitter that they're less than $1,000 away from their $100,000 fundraising goal. And then they've received over 200 applications. When I kind of looked into it, they have like this whole application process to see like who gets the money, but it is going towards sex workers. Yeah, this girl, Ellie Adekur, also started this like grassroots volunteer initiative called the Pantries People. Her and her partner started making meals and dropping them off throughout Toronto. And then like she keeps updating that, like say like on March 20th, there was friends of hers that own a diner that donated a massive amount of food, and they were looking for people to deliver and do grocery runs. And then I guess day by day they keep expanding this network, and now they have like a whole Facebook group, and like there's like a Google form you have to fill out to if you want to volunteer. So yeah, it's called the People's Pantry, and they're doing free hot meal and grocery care packages. It's cute. It's like there's a little Google Doc that you can, where all the requests are laid out, and then you put your name beside it saying if you can like help cook a meal for someone. And there's another Google Doc sheet where then they organize these deliveries of said cooked meals or delivery of groceries. Yeah, it seems like a lot to organize.
Do they have any openings when you looked?
Yeah, there's just those openings every day, so kind of confusing the Google Docs, but they try to lay it out as clear as possible. Like I think there's always someone that gets in touch with you and where to deliver, and like so when you get to the place you have to call them and there's no contact, you leave it on their doorstep, etc.
With the first fundraiser that you were talking about, who's all donating to that? Is it just like
Just reaching out to like through social media, so like I guess
that's
just
awesome.
Anyone that comes across it, just sharing with like I think it's mostly all through social media. They did post like a famous Canadian author. I didn't recognize her, but I guess like she donated like a big amount, so maybe like people that have more money or came across and have donated like major amounts. So.
Have you seen that Instagram challenge going around?
No.
Give it your all or something like that? Okay, so it's kind of in line with just what you're saying about people that can give have been like creating or basically people are nominating like other celebrities. I think Ellen nominated like Justin Timberlake and someone else. And they're coming up with like a prize that would kind of be good for their fans. I think Ellen's was like, you know, could be on set with her or something one day. And it's like the only thing you need to do to enter into that draw, I guess, to win that prize is like donate $25. But she donated $1 million. And like Drake did this huge thing where you can fly on Air Drake with him. So like he's a part of that challenge too. I think that's like obviously a great thing if you can give, then people are like really trying to dig deep.
Yeah. I know in the States right now it's like super complex, but like with how there kind of needs to be like a whole structural change for all this, like how like minorities or people that are like majorly affected by this need to get bailed out. They're not like really going about it in the most efficient way. Of course, it takes a while for things to like really change, but like how the top 1% could just like be doing so much more. Yeah. Like all the billionaires out there.
Yeah. That's what I think.
If they really wanted to.
Right. But that's why I think, what's the name of the fundraiser for the sex workers? Or was there one?
It's just through like the Maggie Sex Worker Action Group, but they shorten themselves to be called Maggie's. So I think if you just go to like Maggie's website, then
Yeah, because I mean, just with like the type of help that we're receiving from the Canadian government, you don't really realize that there are some people that aren't really protected in that sense. And like, can kind of be receiving those benefits. So that's a really good cause.
Yeah.
All right. So for a little last segment, we can do just 10 minutes or so of this game. You can talk about it because it's your game.
Yeah, I came across this account on Instagram, We're Not Really Strangers, who started by a girl. Okay, I'll just read actually what the box says. It's a purpose-driven card game. It contains three carefully crafted levels that allow you to create a meaningful connection with anybody, even a complete stranger. So they're just basically cards that have question prompts. It's not very... You just answer them and then get to know each other.
Yeah, it's kind of meant to like break deep in relationships. Yeah. And obviously Lynn and I know each other pretty well, but we thought it could be kind of fun just to see if, I don't know, get stumped on a question or maybe topic comes up that we have not discussed in length.
Yeah. So you're supposed to start out with level 1, 2, then 3. And so level 1 is about perception.
I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, we'll take turns reading a question.
Are we both going to answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wild card. Actually, this is fun. Because this one actually works. So some of the wild cards are like drawing, which obviously we can't do through a podcast. But okay. So rate your dancing skills on a scale of 1 to 10. On the count of 3, say your answers out loud, both of us. Okay, you got a number?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 7. I feel like 7's always just a safe number.
It's like, that's actually funny because that, like, initially, like, the, I don't know, like, I kind of wanted to say 8, but I was like, no. If I'm thinking of, like, a actual dancer.
Yeah, they'll say 8 and they're aiming for 10. Yeah. But I mean, like, for an everyday regular schmegler Joe.
Yeah. Okay, am I picking from one now?
Oh, yeah.
This is still level 1. Oh, can't do that one. Okay, level 1. Do I seem like a coffee or tea person, sweetened or unsweetened? I feel like we both.
No, you do. But the listeners will learn more. But
yeah. Okay. So tell the people what I.
You're definitely like. More of a coffee person. It's not like you necessarily need it sweet, but you definitely need to add something in it, non-dairy, because we both try to not eat a lot of dairy.
Very good. Although I have to say, I do love my tea, but I'm both.
You have to choose one.
What?
Isn't it like, are you coffee or tea?
Well, I know, but I'm drinking tea currently. Anyway. Lynn, let me think on that.
What?
She's 100% a tea person.
Anyways.
You are, in terms of what you actually consume.
I know, but I actually like coffee better.
Okay, well, that's a different question then.
Okay.
Wait, I thought we were each supposed to answer now. We're just going to get in a fight. Well, I'm just thinking about the array of different teas that you have and the fact that when you do drink coffee, it's a mushroom powder. Just like...
I know. It's like I love coffee, but I limit it and I...
Yeah. Obviously, she's a barista and you know way more about coffee and your palate is much more developed than mine. Okay. I think I've gone in depth enough.
So level two is connection. I don't like this one. It's like, how are you, really?
Boo.
Okay,
that's next. What this whole podcast is about.
Oh. Okay. What's been your happiest memory this past year?
This past year? This year's been a doozy. Wait. Yeah. Oh, this is for me.
Yeah, I'll answer it too after.
Okay, my happiest memory of the past year.
I know, it's like, what is 2020?
I just thought, oh, I was thinking about like the last 12 months. That's how I was thinking.
I was just thinking of 2020.
Okay, well, I'm gonna answer it how I interpreted it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there were many things, but the thing that I'm thinking of right now is Kim's wedding in August, because I was able to be with all my favorite people and best friends who I haven't seen in a long time. And also that was just a really beautiful day and I cried just like looking at how gorgeous it was and seeing my best friend marry her best friend. I don't know, I feel like there's like something Toronto-y, but I like nothing's like screaming at me right now, so that'll be mine.
Okay, I interpret it as like 2020. But then you said, like, I did think of Kim's wedding, but to be honest, like, I was just...
It was stressful for you. You had to do so much work.
I wasn't ever, like, present in the moment, to be honest.
You were go, go, go. I barely talked to you.
Yeah, so yeah. I wish I could, like, enjoy it from just, like, a guest, but that's okay. Obviously, I was helpful in other ways. But for me, like, the first thing that came to mind right away was my trip to New York with my boyfriend. Yeah, it was just, like, a perfect trip in terms of everything, really. Like, nothing really went wrong. And, like, well, now that the pandemic has happened, I'm, like, so happy that I got to go before everything shut down. Shut down.
Man's never okay.
Yeah, good food, good times.
Nice. All right, level two, baby. Wait, this is just, I've never come across it. A reminder?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. A reminder, be more interested in understanding others than being understood. That actually kind of hits pretty deep for me. I really hate being misunderstood. All right, good reminder. But we're not going to count that. Oh, are you missing anyone right now? Do you think they're missing you too?
Oh, yeah, I honestly just miss my family. And yes, I know they miss me too. Actually, yesterday I was like FaceTiming them and my aunt was like, oh, just fly back, or I'm gonna fly over there with a helicopter. Uh-huh. She was just joking. Or then she was saying, like, they keep saying, like, come back here, because they think I'm, like, not struggling, but probably, like, bored and lonely. They always tell me to come back home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like for me, same, family and friends. I think this whole situation makes it feel even, like, that emotion's even stronger, because you're just like, when will I be able to again? But, yeah, definitely my parents, my sibs, my friends. Mm-hmm. And I hope they're missing me too. Okay, level three.
Okay, level three is reflection. So it's meant to like reflect on the game. Cause you're usually supposed to answer more questions, but that's okay. We'll see what comes out. It's a wild card. Okay, well, we'll see if this works. Based on what you learned about me, what book would you recommend I read?
Oh my god.
No, actually, let's not do that. I don't like that one.
Can I give you a book recommendation?
Okay, this is... okay. Based on what you learned about me, does my social media accurately reflect who I am? Why or why not? I don't know if you want to answer that. I can move on.
I mean, I can't say that I learned more about you in these questions than I have in the past, like, 10 years. But based on, like... what I know of you, I feel like you're... I'm just thinking of your Instagram, because that's...
Yeah, that's...
Like,
yeah.
I think that it does. But it's also kind of a weird question, because...
I know.
I know you so anyone? Well that it's like... Yeah, pick it, everyone.
Oh, I don't like this one either. Why
pick it, everyone.
Why do you think we met?
Level three can honestly be a pain in the ass sometimes. Like, if you're not really feeling, like, really digging into your emotions...
What do you think my defining characteristic is? That's so heavy.
Okay. Defining characteristic. Defining characteristic. I mean, obviously we could have a lengthy discussion on this, but the first word that came to mind was your curiosity. Okay. I feel like that's a pretty defining characteristic of the Lindone that I know.
Okay, the first word I thought of, which also starts with a C, is caring. Oh, what did you say?
Nothing.
Cunt. Just kidding.
That was so bad. Cut. I wonder if we could just bleep. That'd be funny.
I don't care what says in there. Okay, I'm not usually offensive. And another C word, like, I feel like your canceriness really adds to that. Yeah.
Wait, what? Caring and cancery? I'll take it.
Well, because you're just so, like, about relationships and, like, emotional bonds with other people. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Wait, is that it? Oh, my God, wait. I was just...
I haven't done three.
Well, oh, did I ask two questions?
No. No, just all okay. The level threes you picked set.
Whoa.
Okay, no. Do you think everyone has a calling? If so, do you think I've found mine?
No, we just talked.
I don't even want to hear that. Okay, maybe this won't be good. What do you recommend I let go of, if anything? I'm prepared to be really upset right now. Just
let kidding. Go on.
If you want to do another card, I'll do another card.
Oh, this is just kind
unless
of...
You, oh, you have an answer. I well, don't this know is, I have one for you. Okay, go.
Oh, you don't have one? Then we can move on.
No, now I want to know.
Oh, this just goes based on recent things, but like, let go of doomsdayer mentality.
True. That's fair.
I don't know if you guys know what that means. Just like, what is that? How do you even describe that?
I think I'm not even sure if it's a real actual thing, but just like... Thinking the worst. In some situations, something could be fine. And then you're like, but what if this could happen? That's true. Yeah. What could you let go of, if anything? What doesn't serve you?
Adrian? Yoga with Adrian. Sorry. I mean, I can think of things for myself. Like, I know there's always stuff I need to work on. Just kidding.
So reflective. Just staring up at the ceiling. Now I'm trying to think of something. I'm not like not trying to think of something because, you know, but I'm actually like, usually I just accept you how you are.
See, Karen. Maybe I can answer my
The only thing that I'm like circling around, but it's not even like a bad thing, is sometimes I know that with your information gathering, it can be kind of stressful for you sometimes. Like, you have to keep up with it. But I know that you've also made moves to better yourself in that department.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I kind of... Yeah, no, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, kind of like... Not perfectionism.
Oh, kind of like, sorry, like I came up with it because it was something we talked about in the summer. Just where... Just being comfortable without doing anything sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't really know what you're letting go of there. Maybe just the whole productivity thing.
This time should really be kind of made probably that.
It's kind of perfect for you.
Yeah. But yeah, it still needs working.
All right. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, short round of We're Not Really Strangers. We'll link that in the show notes. I'll link the Wonder Woman article, and
I think that's it.
Yeah, I hope this was not. We're always great.
All right. Oh, until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Bye.